Hello everyone, Andy here, and here's what you can look forward to in today's episode.
In today's episode, I was joined by Daniel Falui as we preview week 15 of the 2025 NFL season. I have my doubts as to whether my Dolphins can win their fifth game in a row as they take on the Steelers,
the kind of team we've been in since I've been a fan. I was winning, five in a row? That's unheard of. So I think we'll probably do a loss at some point. So, yeah.
And Daniel puts the nail in the coffin to the Chiefs' playoff hopes as we predict each game winner in Andy versus the guest.
I just don't see it. They just don't have the weapons to really cause the Chargers problems.
Hope you all enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Across the Pod NFL podcast. I am, as ever, your host today, Andy Davis, and we are here to preview week 15 in the NFL. Before we carry on as well, don't forget to use code Andy5 at checkout on Fantasy Game Day app for your chance to win money back off your first paid lineup. Now, with me today, I've got a returning guest, a long overdue return to the show. Back with us today is Seahawks fan Daniel Falui. Daniel, how are you? It's good to have you back on.
I'm good. I'm happy to be back. Tell the viewers, Andy's scared to have me back. My predictions are usually right. I was pre-Seahawks before the season, so he didn't want me back boasting about the Seahawks and celebrating it. But we are here anyways. Seahawks, baby. Let's go. But yeah, I'm happy to be back on the show.
Well, it's good to have you back on, and it's good to have you on for week 15. We are at the crunch time of the season, of course. Got to bring the big guns on when it comes to this time of year. So, yeah, good to have you back on the show.
Pleasure. Let's kick things off. I'm excited. Got a lot to talk about.
We do. And before we do that, let's head over to the results of last week's Andy versus the guest. So I brought on guest and friend of the show, Luke Campbell, for our week 14 preview. And in the end, I actually beat Luke by 8-7, which means now it's 6-5 currently in Andy versus the guest. So in terms of the predictions we had last week, they were correct predictions for the likes of the Bills, the Jaguars, the Broncos, the Rams, but then we also got wrong the likes of the Buccaneers losing to the Saints. We both said the Commanders would beat the Vikings. Both thought the Browns would beat the Titans. But there were five games that were different prediction-wise that kind of clinched my win in Andy versus the guest. So Luke did go for a win for the Lions. I went for the Cowboys. And Luke did go for a win for the Chargers over the Eagles. I did go for the Eagles. But what clinched it was I went for the Seahawks over the Falcons. I went for the Dolphins over the Jets, whereas Luke went for the Falcons and Jets to win. And then finally, in a game involving his team, he went for his Bears against the Packers. But I did go for the Packers, which ultimately sealed my fate and my win in Andy versus the guest. That means now we are on 3 weeks left of the season, and I have a one-win lead over the guest. So Daniel, it's your role now, it's your chance to try and level it for the guest with 2 weeks left.
Of course, of course. Let's do that. All right, I've got the chance to do that. Let's level it up.
Exactly. And it starts off with a game that's taking place on Thursday Night Football in Tampa Bay as the Buccaneers host the Atlanta Falcons. Daniel, as you are a guest, I'm going to let you go first. Who wins this game for you?
So you know what? The Bucs have been terrible in the last couple of weeks. I think what it is once Baker had this like MVP sort of momentum going towards him, he just decided to just not play. I don't know what's going on. But I do think the Falcons are atrocious offensively. Atrocious. I think they've got a good defense, but they're just atrocious defensively. And I do worry about Raheem Morris's job going forward into the offseason. That being said, I'm going to go with Tampa Bay winning this game.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. Now, the Bucs are playing badly. I think we all know this is happening, but I think the Falcons are such a hard team to bet on and predict on. I mean, the Falcons are so hot and cold. I just think I think the Buccaneers, are in bad form. I think the Falcons are just playing just as bad, if not worse. So yeah, I think at home as well, the shorter week, I think I always try and give the advantage to maybe the home team in this game. So yeah, I think the Buccaneers get back to winning ways. It won't be a crucial part because, we'll get onto the Panthers later on, but, they're edging closer, the same amount of wins as each other. So, you know, they've got to try and fix the game up quickly. Otherwise, the Panthers, who are rolling right now, you know, could come back to, you know, and they've got an easy opponent on paper as well in week 15. So they've got to be careful. And the Falcons, you know, they did beat the Buccaneers in the same setting. And I think actually it was in Atlanta. But Thursday Night Football, regardless, we saw a thriller last year with Kirk Cousins and Baker. So hopefully as a neutral, we get the same kind of game again. And Buccaneers will be wary that the Falcons have got, you know, this record recently of beating the Buccaneers. So yeah, exciting for that one. Sunday one is probably less exciting as the Bears host the Browns. I'm going to go for the Bears to win. Now the Bears, you know, they obviously lost, you know, in week 14, went from the first seed to the seventh seed in a matter of just one loss. So it just shows kind of how tight it is in the NFC, particularly the NFC North. But I think the Browns, I think, you know, a one-man show with Myles Garrett. I don't believe. I mean, they lost to a team I think who's been the worst all year in the Titans. I don't believe in this Browns team to get a judge in Soldier Field as well. I just think that the Bears, yeah, they got the loss. But, you know, it's still, for me, a way stronger team in all aspects. I think, obviously, the Browns have a defensive player that the Bears would like. He's probably better than any Bears defensive player. But as a unit, they're way better than the Browns and the offense as well, the same thing. And, yeah, so for me personally, I think the Bears win this. I think it's very comfortable. But how do you see it, Daniel? Do you see a win for the Bears or do you see a shock win for the Browns?
I don't see the win for the Browns. I think Kevin Stefanski seems to be hell-bent on sabotaging himself, you know, if I'm being completely honest with you. Because with the whole Shador thing, obviously I know there was noise, there was a lot of noise. But ever since then, Shador has played well. He's not played lights out, but he's played well enough. And against the Titans, they should have won that game. I don't know what you're doing. You've had your quarterback come back, get you to almost 2 points away from drawing, and you just do silliness. And it was the second failed two-point conversion in that game. So I'm just not sure what Kevin Stefanski's game plan is with regards to that. And the Bears have been strong. They've been relatively consistent, not overly great in terms of offensively. I thought I will see more, especially with their new head coach, Ben Johnson. But they've been consistent enough to get this over the line. And like you said, they're going to be at home. They want to bounce back from losing to their division rivals. They want to sort of take the step from there. I just don't see the Browns winning a game the rest of the season. And so Kevin Stefanski might lose his job.
I tell you what, if he loses this job, I genuinely would think, you know, a lot of teams would want to have him. Because I think the job he's done with, pretty much, apart from the first year with Baker, pretty mediocre quarterback play, I think that, you know, for me personally, a silly thing to do. He's won coach of the year twice in his time at the Browns, and they've won one playoff game as well. So he's done all this despite not much playoff success. So I think the Browns, I think we should do there. I do think that they have seemingly got a guy who could be the guy for the future. Whether it's just a flash in the pan, I don't know. But what I've seen from Shadur Sanders, it's been pretty good. And I think, especially considering the kind of the draft pick he had and sort of the stock he had at one point after the draft, or even during the draft. And I think that they've got a few players here and there. You know, Quidshon Jenkins has been really good. They've got a few players on defense. But I do think that, personally, if you can get, you know, a top player in the draft. Now, I'm not colleged up, so I don't know who the best players are to pick from, but if they can get a top player from that draft, I think, you know, I think they'd be silly to get rid of Stefanski personally. I think he is the right guy, just at the wrong team. So I do believe that, you know,
My pushback on that, Andy, is we talk about Baker, and we've seen what Baker's been able to do with Tampa Bay. Obviously, he's not won a Super Bowl, but we've seen he's been a decent, you know, I'll say this, surprisingly, Baker's been a good quarterback in the league. He's not great, but he's a good quarterback. He's good enough for a lot of teams, and they gave him away. And one of the seasons that Kevin Stefanski won Coach of the Year, I thought that should have gone to Houston's head coach, because obviously where he was able to just transform that, especially in that first year, with CJ Stroud doing his rookie year, doing those numbers he was doing, I felt for me that he deserved it more than what Kevin Stefanski did. And so Kevin Stefanski won it, obviously, at that year. I appreciate he's won two-time Coach of the Year, but didn't we see Brian Daboll win Coach of the Year and still get sacked at New York? So I think Kevin Stefanski hasn't helped himself. And it's almost like the malaise of the Browns has gotten into him and the way he's calling some of the plays, because some of the plays and some of his play calling has been shocking this season.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I will say, Baker Mayfield wasn't, I don't think he was the quarterback that he is now in Cleveland. I mean, there was a lot of inconsistency at the Browns with Baker, and I don't feel like people were saying the same thing they are now about Baker in terms of, oh, they should get rid of him. I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think there was much drawback from Baker being got rid of. I could be wrong, Browns fans might tell me differently, but I don't remember being, you know, thinking he's going to go on and do what he did at the Buccaneers. So to give Stefanski credit, I know he's the one who coached him, but I think there was more issues than just purely Baker Mayfield at the Browns. But I mean, we talk about sort of must-win games. I mean, the Bears have to really hope they win this game, because they've already gone from, I said before, they've gone from first seed to seventh seed in the NFC, you know, and they've gone from obviously first seed to second seed in the NFC North. And the Lions winning that game on Thursday Night Football, it closes the gap for them. So after they play the Browns in Week 15, they've got a home game against the Packers in Week 16, and a road game with the Niners in Week 17, and then the home game against the Lions Week 18. I mean, that is a tough three-game stretch. I think, you know, if you can get a win here, and the Lions are playing the Chiefs, there's a chance that the Lions could lose that game. I think it's in Harry Alex as well.
Lions lose the Chiefs. Are you okay? Andy, the Chiefs lost to Houston. The Chiefs are out. The Chiefs are out, my guy. The Chiefs, like, we're not, like, the story that's not talked about enough is just how precipitous that fall of the Chiefs have been this season. And it's the first time Mahomes will not make the playoffs in his entire career in the NFL.
I'm going to say one thing, right? It all hangs in balance. We'll get onto the Chargers Chiefs later on. But, you know, they both got to play the Broncos. So they both got the Broncos. And the Chargers are two wins behind ahead of the Chiefs right now. If the Chiefs can beat them, it will level the tiebreaker 1-1 apiece. It'll move them, I think, two wins behind the Chargers. But the Chargers have got to play the Texans and the Cowboys and the Broncos, whereas the Chiefs have the Titans and the Raiders to play, as well as the Broncos. So I think if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, they're out of the playoffs. I think that's a given. But I think if they can beat the Chargers on Sunday, And then the Chargers lose to the Cowboys and the Texans, which I think are very much possible with the form of those two teams recently. And the Chiefs beat the Titans, they beat the Raiders. All they got to do is beat the Broncos, and I think personally there's still a chance. They have to win out. The Chargers have to lose pretty much all the games left. But I still think until they're knocked out, until you see them officially eliminated, I don't think you can write off the Chiefs, personally. I think
I'm writing off the Chiefs. I put the stock in it. I put the mortgage on it. I'm writing off the Chiefs. Because we have to assume they're going to beat the Chargers. And I think I'm taking the Chargers this weekend set of games. I don't think the Chargers will beat Dallas. I think that I don't think they'll beat I don't know what I would expect with Houston, but I don't think the Chargers will beat Dallas. I'm all out on the Chiefs for this season. Not out of Chiefs in general, but for this season, it will take a miracle for them to make the playoffs.
No, I agree. But there's also, there's a reason why they haven't been, you know, eliminated earlier in the conference championship. I think there's something, I still think it's been awful this year, but I still think they could find a way in. I think that kind of team, they're like the Grim Reaper. I think they could still find a way to get, but I think it's unlikely. I will say, I do think it's unlikely, but I think if they can beat the Chargers on Sunday, you just never know. But I think all NFL fans, myself included, apart from Chiefs fans, will be really rooting for the Chargers on Sunday. I think we're all going to be wanting. I think as well, I'll say this on the podcast before with previous guests, is that I've only watched the first Super Bowl I watched in my life in full was the Patriots Falcons Super Bowl in 2017. Mm-hmm. I've only seen one Super Bowl in full that hasn't featured Brady or Mahomes. Nine, 10 years I've watched a Super Bowl in full, and I've only seen one without Brady or Mahomes. You know, you think about it was
Joe Burrow. You didn't watch the Denver ones.
No, that was one where I watched the highlights, but I wasn't watching games live at that point. I was watching purely the highlights. I watched the NFL show on BBC, but I didn't watch that Super Bowl in full, certainly. So yeah, that the two I've seen the Patriots Falcons and Patriots Eagles, then Patriots Rams, then Buccaneers against Chiefs. We had both players, coincidentally. Then it was Rams Bengals. Then it was Eagles Chiefs. Then it was Chiefs Niners. Then it was Eagles Chiefs again. So I've not seen any Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, no, you have Rams Bengals.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one I mentioned. That was the Joe Burrow. That's the only one I've seen that hasn't got the Holmes or Brady, which is absolutely insane.
That's actually insane. Yeah.
So I think as NFL fans, I think we want to have someone different because I don't want it being Drake May or Josh Allen, but I like to see a different quarterback potentially winning that Super Bowl. I do think the NFC wins regardless, but I do think that if it's Lamar Jackson, if it's Josh Allen, if it's Drake May, if it's Bo Nix, whoever it is, it's just someone different. And I think that's what we all want. No one likes the same player winning it again and again. And, as long as, if it's not the, could be Matt Stafford, but, think about, teams that I've not seen Jordan Love in a Super Bowl. I've not seen Jared Goff win a Super Bowl. I've seen him in one, but I've not seen him win one. I've not seen Caleb Williams.
I don't think the Lions are going to get to the Super Bowl.
No, I agree. But, it's still going to be, chance to be someone completely new, whoever it is going to be in the NFC, and I will ask you later on for your Super Bowl prediction. But there's a good chance we're going to see two fresh new quarterbacks in the AFC against NFC matchup that we've not seen before, win or play in one. So yeah, exciting in that sense. The Bears certainly have a tough end of the season. So if they can win this game, absolutely. If they lose this game though, then I think they're in trouble of not making the playoffs at all potentially. Next up is a game involving a team that's definitely out of the playoffs, Cincinnati Bengals, as they host Baltimore Ravens. Daniel, who wins this for you?
I think the Ravens are going to win it because they have to win it to stay in. But, Cincinnati aren't officially eliminated, but they're basically all but eliminated. But the Ravens have to win this, and if they don't, that is going to be the thing. The problem is it's going to be very interesting because I think Cincinnati can score points with Joe Burrow. They should have beaten the Bills. They let that slide. Cincinnati don't have a defense, and the Ravens don't have an offensive line. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens and how that mixes. But I think the Ravens, just by the pure fact that they have to win to stay in the playoffs, will beat the Cincinnati Bengals.
I agree. I've got the Ravens as well. I mean, I think the Bengals could be on upset alert, especially at home as well, because I think that offense has been was really impressive in the last few games. But the defense, for me, is completely concerning, and I don't believe that defense can. Same thing happened last year. They just couldn't win games because their defense kept allowing points. And I just don't believe, even though it's in Cincinnati, I just don't believe that defense is enough to stop Baltimore. I think Baltimore have been poor this season. They haven't been their usual selves. They still put up 22 points, against the Steelers in that game. So I can see them doing the same again, probably more because of that Bengals defense. And I think the Ravens win this game. Next up is one of the easy ones to predict. It's the Houston Texans hosting the Cardinals. And I'm going for a Texans win. This Texans defense is scary. It's really scary. It's one of the best, if not the best, in the whole entire NFL. And I think Stroud, we saw him putting up some great third down plays against the Chiefs, some great throws. There was one throw he made where he had Chris Jones coming at him, and he just escaped the sack and made a third down gain to make it first down for the Texans. So the Texans team is really good on defense, and I think as long as Stroud can be at least competent, if not more, I think they can win a lot of games this year. So I think against this Cardinals team, who have been really bad, I don't think anyone's talking about it, just how bad they've been. They're losing games by a lot of points in a lot of games. I think the Cardinals team, I think they've got Kyler Murray out for the year. Whether he'll stay, I don't know. The respect to being okay, but not great. They've got no James Conner. Harrison's been bright in sparks. I'm not looking at this Cardinals team. I don't see Trey McBride is the exception, but it's not many stars in this Cardinals team. And there's a lot of pretty average players in this Cardinals team. So yeah, I'm going to go for the Texans to win. Daniel, are you in agreement?
Yeah, I don't think there needs to be more said. I think what you said is correct. I think Texans are going to win. I think Cardinals have been abysmal and they don't really have much to play for. So I think the Texans still have a lot to play for. It's neck and neck with them and the Jags in their division. So they need to win. And I think they're going to see out a win.
And sticking with you, Daniel, for our next game, it's the Jaguars hosting the New York Jets. Who wins this for you?
You know what? I want to be like a bit menacing. I want to be contentious, and I want to be like, you know what? I see the Jets doing an upset. The problem is the Jags are doing well, in a division that's very interesting because you have the Colts and the Houston Texans, and I'm not sure. The Colts, I feel like, are a one-hit wonder right now. And with Daniel Jones being out and them trying to find a QB, it really is dire straits for them. Houston, I think they're lacking consistency in the in their offensive game to be a real contender. So the Jags have basically been able to sneak in out of the blue, and they've not played great. That being said, the Jets are awful. The Jets are absolutely awful. And for some reason, I kind of slightly want to go the Jets just to be a bit of a menace. But I also want to beat you in a week. So I'm going to go for the safe bet, and I'm going to go for the Jags. But if I didn't want to beat you so badly, I would probably say the Jets.
You know what? I had the exact same thought process. The Jets, for me, are definitely on upset watch. But I just don't know if I can trust this Jets team. I think if it was at MetLife, I would say maybe they could cause a surprise. But I just think in Duval County and Jacksonville, I just think this defense for the Jags is really good right now. It's one, I think it's the best against the run, if not top three, you know, in terms of yards allowed. And for me, I think this defense will cause too many problems. I mean, we saw what happened with the Dolphins against the Jets last weekend. I mean, first time they have since 2015, scored 21 points in the first quarter and answered. I just think the way this defense, you know, gave the Jets problems, I can see the Jags team doing the same thing. I can see him against the run stopping Breece Hall, and then the passing game, Tyrell Taylor, you know, I can see him getting some as well. So, yeah, give me the Jags to win. But then our next game, we've sort of touched on it already. We touched on the Chiefs against the Chargers. I'm going to go for the Chiefs. I'm going to go for the Chiefs. I think at home, I think they've got something left in them. I think you saw the defense step up at times in that third quarter. They held the Texans to a lot of third and out. In that, and I can see with you know, the injuries at O-line to the Chargers, I can see the likes of Chris Jones, Paul Aftis, giving him a tough game. And I can see him just edging on to that playoff hope. And I think they could get it done. It sounds like you're going for the Chargers, Daniel.
110%. This is one that we are definitely going to disagree on. Sorry, Andy, because I just think that the Chargers and what they can bring to the table, I think right now, in this season right now, the Chiefs number from the division rivals have, I think the rivals have really got their number at them right now. Offensively, they just don't look like a unit, which is a very sad thing to say about Patrick Mahomes' team, because you know Patrick Mahomes can sling it, he can run it, he can get the yards. Travis Kelce looks like a shadow of himself. We've seen it before, and then goes through the playoffs and goes it from there. I just don't see it. They just don't have the weapons to really cause the Chargers problems. The Chargers are like that little annoying brother that you have. You don't know what they're going to do. You know they've got the potential to actually act their age and be mature. And that's when you see them in certain games. And then they're just like, you're a dweeb. You're just the little brother dweeb because you're doing dweeb stuff. And it's just like, that's the problem with the Chargers. They're just so dweebish at times with their consistency. But in this game, with the rivals, and because I think that, you know, the Harbaugh smells a bit of blood, I think they've got the Chiefs number, and I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, they got the win week one, but I kind of think in a neutral venue in week one as well, I kind of think I don't want to take too much stock from that game. But, you know, on paper, they're a better team. But I just think there's something about Arrowhead that can almost swallow a quarterback up sometimes. It's, you know, got the record in the world for decibels at the sports ground. And I just think that even though the Chiefs aren't themselves, I can just see them sneaking a win and just keep themselves in the hunt. But our next game is a massive game when it comes to the AFC East, as the New England Patriots host the Buffalo Bills. A huge win. If the Patriots can win this game, I think it'll be a statement to the league, but also it would open up a massive gap on the rest of the league. There's currently two wins separating the Bills and the Patriots. Of course, the Patriots beat the Bills early in the year, so they get the tiebreaker right now. If the Patriots can win, they'll go three wins clear and have the tiebreaker, so that's a four-win gap. With four games left, that the division pretty much sealed up. But if the Bills can win in New England, it'll be just a one-win gap with three games or four games remaining. So, yeah, it's an exciting game for the neutral. If you're an AFC East fan or of these two teams, you're going to be nervous. You're going to be tense. Friend of the show, I'm sure, likes of Charlie on the Bills side of things, and then likes of Sky and Shane on the Patriots side of things. Who wins this for you, Daniel? Because this is the tough game. This is the massive game.
It is. And I like the way the Bills started the game against the Bengals really got me worried, because it's Josh Allen or no one. It really is Josh Allen or no one. They haven't been able to really equip him or been able to really replace Diggs. And I think New England are humming. You know, they are humming well. And I'm surprised by New England, because I didn't see this. I didn't see this at all. And I'm still going to go for New England win. I think they're going to sweep the Bills. I think the problem is the Bills had the opportunity after Brady to really do something special in that division, and they really haven't. And I think in New England have their new quarterback, which we've seen. And I just feel like New England are on a roll right now. They're on a momentum. And you know what it is? It's been secretly not talked about throughout the league, just how well New England's playing. Because I think for me, they're the dark horse to get to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
Yeah, my reservations are around their schedule. I think they've beaten the Bills. They beat the Bucks, which seemed at the time a good result. But actually, since that game, the Buccaneers have been pretty bad. So I don't know whether that's actually a good result or not. So they beat the Bills, finally, beat them in Buffalo. And they got, I think, a really good head coach in Mike Vrabel. But at the same time, I do think their schedule's been remarkably favourable to them. Now, I do think that, you know, I think they win this game as well, because they've had a week extra rest. They're at home. So I do think they win. But I think for the Bills, you mentioned the point about the AFC East. I mean, they must be so annoyed that the one year they don't win that, you know, things like the last few years, they've made the AFC Championship game twice. They won the AFC East multiple times. And the Chiefs always there in the playoff, top seed, second seed, third seed. And the one year the Chiefs have an off year, they're not going to win their division. So I think, you know, this should have been their year. This should have been the Bills' year. You know, it felt like at one point with the momentum they had, I thought they were going to, their final game of the year, it's like everyone at that stadium was going to be, you know, hosting the AFC Championship game, getting a win. But, you know, the way it's gone, you know, I thought after 6 weeks they were destined to make it. But now that defense does massively concern me. And I do believe, I still think that if they can make it, they will make it in. But I think if they can get towards a divisional round, the championship game, I think you never know. But I think their defense has to get better soon. I mean, we saw the defense do something against the Bengals towards the end. You know, we saw the interception from, you know, Christian Benford, and then AJ Epinesa. So the defense has to improve, but I do think the Patriots win this game. I think, you know, the home advantage as well is key, and the week extra rest. And I think their players have been a lot better this year than the Bills. So yeah, I'm going to go for the England Patriots as well. Next up is involving two NFC East teams, but not the good ones, as the Giants host the Commanders. Daniels has been ruled out for the game. So I'm actually going to give this to the Commanders. Still, I think even with Mariota, I think this Giants team is hurt, a lot of injuries. And I do believe that the Commanders get the win in New York. Daniel, who wins it for you?
I don't really want to spend too much time talking about this game. I'm going to go for the Giants. I think that both teams are terrible. I think the only thing I will say is I'm surprised that the Commanders fall this season, considering where they got to. You know, it's an NFC Championship last year. Jalen Daniels, rookie season. I thought they were going to kick on, and they haven't kicked on. So it's been disappointing in there. But I'm going to go for a Giants win.
And then a game that is quite easy to predict on paper, but you never know. Eagles hosting the Raiders. Raiders have been really bad this year. They've been so bad. I thought they'd be a lot better with Pete Carroll. I thought they'd been awful. Smith hasn't been great. He's out of the game. They're bringing Kenny Pickett in for the game as well against his former team. Of course, the team he won the Super Bowl with, and actually playing snaps as the backup. But I'm going to go for the Eagles to win this game. I think this is the real big get right game for them. I think, you know, there's been a lot of problems this year with the Eagles, but you know, they came close to winning that game. They still put up points, so I think they'll get the win here at home as well against the Raiders.
Yeah, I think Eagles at home would get the win. I think Eagles have been disappointing this season. Jalen Hurts needs to be better offensively, and I think AJ Brown's going to leave in the offseason. I think there's going to be some changes in the offensive schemes and offensive players come the offseason. But in the meantime, the Raiders are almost like an easy gimme win. And I just think also as well, you're seeing Belichick struggle in the college game at the moment right now. Same thing with Pete Carroll. I think, you guys, time's up. It's fine. Retire. You're of the retirement age. live your life in Son, because you can only do worse in your legacy. You can't enhance it. Pete Carroll was never going to win a Super Bowl with the Raiders. He just never was, especially in that division. So what are you going to do just to be, I can still, my guy, you're now trying to be one of those parents who're trying to live vicariously for your kids. Your time has gone and come. You've won a Super Bowl. You've got to another Super Bowl final. You've done well at Seattle. You've done well at USC when you were at college. Move on. Bill Belichick, you've done what you've done in New England. Retire. You deserve it. Guys, retire. Move on. And we're starting to see the old heads still trying to stick around and not really be inventive, because you're trying to go with old methods in a new age. And it's a similar thing with Tomlin as well. I hate to say it, but Tomlin needs to find a new offense. He needs to find a younger, offensive-minded coordinator, because Arthur Smith is not the one. And you see that the Steelers are struggling.
Well, moving on to our latest slate. It starts off with a game that I think personally is game of the week. And I think you could easily make a case this could be the Super Bowl preview, as the Denver Broncos host the Packers in Mile High Stadium. Daniel, who wins this for you?
I'm going to go with Denver. I was going to go with the Packers, but I just know Denver's defense is sensational. So Denver's defense is sensational. It's the thing that's winning them games, and defense wins championships. Offensively, the Broncos, Bo Nix is not the one. I'm out on Bo Nix. Unless he does something different, I'm out of him. But I think defensively they've got enough. And I just think the Packers, as good as they've been, have they really blown you away offensively? Have you looked at the Packers and been like, wow, okay? You know? They've not been the Rams. The Rams have blown you away offensively. Even Seattle, when Darnold decides to play well, blown you out. The Packers just haven't, though. Not at least to me. Maybe you can tell me differently, but to me, the Packers haven't really wowed me offensively.
No, I agree. I mean, I thought I was impressed by them against the Bears, but I don't think they're not a team that's going to sell you tickets, but I think they're quite an efficient team. I think they're the top of the NFC North, and I think they'll win games, but I don't think they'll win games by being the best to watch. I think the same thing with the Eagles last year. I don't believe they're a team that you're going to pay to watch, but I think they're a team that's going to win you games. And I think that's in a way that's a credit to the Flores coaching. But I think when you got a defense like they have, I mean, I mentioned in the last show with Keyshawn Nixon, what a player he's been for them this year. And I think they're efficient. They're not exciting. They're not sexy, but they get the job done. And I think that's that for me is where their strengths are. But I do think the Broncos as well, and I think it's actually right as you said for their defense. We'll go on to yours later on, but there's a reason why I think the Broncos will win the AFC, especially if they get the number one seed and the home advantage in the playoffs. I think Bo Nix is distinctly average, but I think he does, he finds ways at times to get the job done. And I think, I said before in a previous show that you can win Super Bowls with a good defense and an average quarterback, but I've never seen in my lifetime a Super Bowl one with a great offense and a poor defense. So I think that defense will take them far. Bo Nix just has to be just okay, serviceable. And if that defense shows up, then they'll be absolutely fine. So Bridge. I think basically this game for me rolls on who's at home. I think if the Broncos, if the Packers were at home, I would pick the Packers to win. But I think, both teams have great home advantage, hostile places to go. And I think in the altitude, I think the Broncos win. Next game is pretty easy to pick on. Panthers at Saints. I'm going for Panthers. Daniel, who are you winning this game? Who are you seeing winning this game?
Division rival. I was surprised that the Saints beat the Buccaneers. Let's go with the Saints.
Oh, that's the first shock of the episode. That is the first shock.
There's always a shock at every week. There's always a shock. Let's go with the Saints.
Well, next up involves your team, Daniel, as your Seahawks host to Colts. Now, of course, since the last show when we reviewed Week 14 with Ander, the Colts, they have signed 44-year-old Philip Rivers. I mean, who saw that coming? Certainly not me. So far, he's in the practice squad, but I've seen clips today of him throwing to starters like Michael Pittman and Josh Downs. So for me, I think he plays in this game, or at least he's on the bench, if not plays next week. Of course, they obviously lost Daniel Jones for the year through the Achilles injury. Richardson's not playing, he's injured. And also Riley Leonard, who's who's actually younger than Rivers' daughter. He's also injured in this game as well, so he's doubtful. So they brought Rivers in, and I think they brought him into play. Daniel, I'll let you go first, as you are the guest, and it's your team as well. Who wins it for you? Is it your Seahawks, or is it going to be a shock win for the Colts?
No, it's not going to be a shock win for the Colts. They don't have a quarterback. They do not have a quarterback. And they're getting a guy off the couch, off waivers, to potentially start this game. They do not have a quarterback. They've got injuries. The Colts have got injuries. And injuries have really been the factor as to why then they have taken a turn for the worse in the sort of towards the second half of the season. Seattle's defense is solid. We're at home. Darnold, he just doesn't need to throw interceptions. I'm still not convinced by Darnold. And I know a lot of Seahawks fans are loving him. I'm not convinced. I just need to see him win one playoff game for me to really be convinced. Because, you know, I don't want it to be another case of Case Keenum. You go 13-3 with the Vikings. And then you do nothing. And I think Darnold is okay. He's serviceable. He's better than what we've seen when he first started off with the Jets and obviously with the Vikings. But he had JJ. Obviously, he's got a great receiving core right now. So we'll see. But I still think Seattle have got too much in the locker, and we're not going to lose at home. And we need to keep up with the Rams. So I think you're going to see Seattle do really well and put some points on the board against this Colts team.
I agree. It has been, you know, a horrendous slip from the Colts. I mean, who thought that when they were 7-2, people were predicting them to win the AFC. I know George talked to me in Berlin about he was going to try and go down for a playoff game in Indy. Not sure what's going to happen now, if I'm honest. George, you might not be paying for that flight to Indy. You can save some money for a trip potentially in the next few years. I think the Seahawks would as well. I think even if Jones was healthy, I would still back the Seahawks because I think the Colts were in decline anyway.
Of course.
They seem to find a way. If you stop Taylor running, you seem to stop the Colts. But I think now with Daniel Jones out, and the Rivers thing has potential to be like some sort of like amazing comeback story. But I think in the first week back, I don't think personally they're going to win this game. Next up is by far the easiest to call. It's a team off a bye week play against one of the worst teams in the league. It's the 49ers hosting the Titans, and I'm going for the 49ers. The Titans got the win, granted, but for me personally, the Niners are just better in every aspect, and they've got an extra week's rest. So give me the 49ers over the Titans. Daniel? Who wins it for you?
The same. The Titans beat a terrible Browns team. I mean, whoop-de-doo. Like, the Titans record is still shockingly terrible. 49ers, let's go.
And then our final one of the latest slate as the Rams host the Lions. Surprise, it's not on primetime. In a late edition of the Stafford against Goff trade bowl. Daniel, who wins it for you? Is it the Rams or is it the Lions?
This was a hard one to call. I think this is probably one of the toughest ones to call. I think the Lions still feel like they have a point to prove, but they just haven't looked like the Lions of the last two seasons. Obviously, they've lost their offensive coordinator. They've lost their defensive coordinator. And you see the lack of synergy in some of their players. You can actually see that losing those coaches has made an effect on that. So that being said, I'm still going to go with the Rams. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC right now. I think they're ticking really well. This potentially could be an NFC championship matchup, potentially. But I think for now, the Rams are just too much firepower.
I agree. The Rams got lost a couple of weeks ago, but they got back to, you know, winning ways in comfortable fashion against the Cardinals. And I think, Lions wasn't go back to winning ways, but I still think there's something missing from this team right now. I think they do miss Ben Johnson a lot. So, yeah, I'm going to give the win to the Rams as well. Sunday Night Football is in Dallas as the Cowboys host the Vikings. I'm going for the Cowboys to win this game. I know they lost against the Lions, but they still put up 30 points. So I think that there's still an offense there that's been really clicking in recent weeks, whether it's George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb. Lamb was actually doubtful for this game, but I think he's going to play. You know, even if not, then you've got Javonte Williams, you know, Dak Prescott, and then you've got, you know, a defensive line that's recovered well from the Parsons trade. So yeah, give me the Cowboys to win. I think McCarthy's been—he's a guy I've got a lot of hope for. I do believe he'll come good, but I think right now there's quite a few teething problems. Yeah, he got 3 touchdowns against the Commanders, but you know, there's been a lot of games where he has struggled massively. So yeah, I'm going to go for the Cowboys to win this game. You know, I can see this Brian Flores defense. you know, get into Dak. But I think when you can, when you've got two guys to throw to like Pickens and Lamb, you've got Jake Ferguson as well, you've got a run game you can, you can sort of rely on. I don't know whether this, this Vikings defense has got enough to stop this Cowboys offense. So I'm going to give the Cowboys a win. Daniel, who wins it for you?
Cowboys. I think the Vikings have been woeful this season. You're saying that JJ McCarthy might come good. I don't know if he will. You've got one of the best receivers in the game and you're still struggling. That's usually an easy pick-me-up for any young receiver, and it's not been the case. I don't think JJ is what they intended him to be when they drafted him.
Yeah, I just think that it's so hard to know, because O'Connell's made it work with a lot of quarterbacks over the last few years. We saw Carson Wentz for a few weeks, how good he looked. You know, for me, it's just he can't work with everyone. But I still think McCarthy, I know he's had the best O-line, he had the best receivers, the best coaching. But, you know, this is one of the best receivers in the game. The O-line is not too bad. The defense can hold up against a lot of teams. I still think McCarthy's in the right place, and I just think right now he needs just time to learn and time to just to learn. I don't think you can expect miracles overnight. Not everyone can be Joe Burrow. Not everyone can be Stroud or Daniels where they hit it off straight away. Some quarterbacks need time to learn. I mean, Peyton Manning famously had a 3-13 win season in his first year. So, you know, not every quarterback can have a great start to their career. So for me, yeah, this season is going to be a write-off, but I still think, give it a couple of years, and I think we'll see who the real JJ McCarthy is. Our final game involves my team, as the Dolphins travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And this is going to surprise a lot of people. I think the Steelers win. Now,
yeah, same here.
The thing is that we've been great. Our defense has been brilliant in recent weeks. It's been really good. But I think the Steelers team, it's that kind of year, time of year, where they start to get results coming in. You know, they got the big win against the Ravens in last weekend. And I just think that Tua hasn't been that great in these wins we've had. The Falcons game is the one exception, but I think he was poor in Madrid. I thought he was average against the Jets. He made a few good throws, but didn't need to be that special, to be fair to him. So for me, AJ's also a doubt, and I think AJ's been, if he's fit for the game, I think he gives us a chance to win this game. But I just think in Pittsburgh as well, Rodgers got the win against us last year in Week 18. He knows how to beat the Dolphins, and I just think that I just can't see us winning again. I think the kind of team we've been in since I've been a fan, us winning five in a row, that's unheard of. So I think we're probably due a loss at some point. So yeah, I'm going to go for the Steelers, and so are you by the sound of it. So that is going to be the end of our predictions. That is going to be in total. We've gone for three different games with different outcomes. We've both gone for wins for the Buccaneers, the Bears, the Ravens, the Texans, the Jags, the Patriots, Eagles, Broncos, Seahawks, Niners, Rams, Lions and Steelers. Whereas in the game between the New Orleans Saints and the Panthers, I've gone for win for the Panthers. Daniel has gone for the Saints. In the Commanders against Giants, I've gone for the Commanders. Daniel's gone for the Giants. And then finally, in Chiefs at home to the Chargers, Daniel's gone for the Chargers. I've gone for the Chiefs. Now, Daniel, before we let you go, quick couple of questions. First question, if you have an email come through from the NFL, they're giving you a vote ballot in this year's NFL Honours, which player are you picking and writing down to win MVP?
See, this is a tricky one because there's not been a standout MVP candidate, in my opinion, at all. And I think that's the tricky thing. I would have said Jonathan Taylor the way the Colts were playing, but their record, and I'm not even sure if they're even going to make the playoffs at this rate, I think it puts him out of contention. So I'm not entirely sure who I would vote for MVP right now. And if I had to pick, because usually it's a quarterback position, it's a quarterback award, effectively, I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. If I had to pick one player, if I had to pick MVP of a unit, it'll be the Denver Broncos defense, because they are they're the reason why they're there. But it's not been one standout person above all. The defense as a unit has played well, but it's not been a standout player for me that I would say, like, okay, this looks like they're going to run away with it. So I'm going to go with the team that's probably been the best team in the league, and the quarterback for that team is Matthew Stafford with the Rams.
Yeah, that is also my pick. It's been my pick for the past three, four weeks. And also, I have gone for, you know, last 3 weeks, a Broncos-Rams Super Bowl. But for you, Daniel, who do you think will be the two teams that will make it to San Fran in February for Super Bowl 60?
I think the Broncos will, but I'm not going to go for the Broncos in this vote, but I think they will. I'm going to go for my dark horse in AFC and the Patriots. And in the NFC, now that is a tricky one, because I can see the Rams faltering in the playoffs. I can really see that. And I just don't know who. And I'm going to go for a dark horse, and it's going to shock you. I'm going to go with the Packers. I'm going to go with a Patriots-Packers Super Bowl.
I mean, I would not want that. I would not want the Patriots anywhere near the Super Bowl. But I think at the same time, I think the way Drake May's played, I think, you know, they do have potential. I still think that schedule's slightly, you know, slightly fraudulent in terms of how good they actually are. I think, you know, if they can beat the Bills again, and I think if they can obviously win a couple of playoff games, I think then we can look at them more as legit. But I think right now the teams they played have been pretty average, if not worse. So yeah, but you know, if they win it, fair enough to them. And I think Mike Vrabel's a guy I really like, so he'd be the one reason why maybe I wouldn't be against that. But otherwise, you know, I would rather see a Broncos, I'd rather see a Ravens, I'd rather see a Steelers. Not that I think Ravens or Steelers will get there, but I'm just glad it's not Mahomes. I like Mahomes. I've got nothing against Mahomes. I like the Chiefs, but it's just nice seeing someone else. And if it's not the Eagles as well, even better, because two teams I've seen win it. Two teams have been in it very recently. Something fresh will be good for everyone involved. But there we are. That is the end of our Week 15 preview. Daniel, first of all, thank you once again for joining the show.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me. Sorry I had to drive off, so I couldn't finish off with my face on camera. But you guys all know what I look like, so that's great. And thanks for having me.
No problem at all. And yeah, that's absolutely no problem at all. It's good that you're still managing to driving pod. I don't think you've had that on the show before, someone driving whilst on the podcast. That is a first in our 5 years doing this podcast.
Andy, what can I tell you? I'm committed to the cause, mate. I love the game. I mean it for the love of the game.
Well, we do appreciate it massively, and we'll definitely have you on again. I'm sure, you know, whether it's playoffs or whether it's the off season or whether it's the start of next season, you'll be hearing Daniel's voice very, very soon. But in the meantime, this has been the Across the Pod NFL podcast, our Week 15 preview, with, as ever, your host today, Andy Davis, with our guest today, Daniel Falui, and we'll see you guys next time. Take care.